News on demand anytime at WHAS.com. Depend on it.
We are back. Hour number two of Sports Talk 84. Lachlan McLean, thanking you so much for spending part of your Monday evening with us. And it's shaping up to be the first great day and a great week, both weather-wise and guest-wise, especially when I get to introduce the next visitor to our show. It's his first time on the program. It is new Kentucky basketball coach Billy Gillespie, and he joins us now after a whirlwind romance with Patrick Patterson that got him into the fold. Alex Legion is on board, as well as the recruits that Tubby had already gotten, and setting up all of a sudden to be a little bit more optimistic for Cat fans. And Billy, I appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Let me add my official congratulations to the chorus of people who are welcoming you to Lexington. I know you had to hit the ground running with the recruitment of Patrick. How do you develop a relationship that quickly? You go in, you know you're in the running, which is nice to even be in the running, but you've got to make up in less than a month what other coaches have done in over the course of years. How did you do that?
Well, number one, we're very fortunate to be at a great university, and I think that ultimately gave us the opportunity to continue the recruitment. The previous staff had done a fantastic job developing a relationship and showing the positives and about the University of Kentucky and the basketball program and tradition and all those kind of things. And then we got a lucky break when, unlike most recruits, they chose to extend their recruitment until the end of the period instead of signing on maybe the first day or the first week of the period. So we had a lot of luck involved, and we had a lot of people that are responsible for Patrick being here that are on a different staff now. So we are very, very appreciative, very grateful that we had the opportunity to continue the recruitment.
You're a guy who obviously prides himself on relationships, and that's such a huge part of coaching. But, I mean, when you first meet a kid, you got to, I would assume, feel him out, see what type of personality he has, whether it matches yours or not. And yet you had to do that at such an accelerated way. I mean, was that a challenge for you? Was that come naturally?
Well, when you see a guy like Patrick Patterson and you're a coach and you see the way he plays and the kind of person he is, believe me, he's going to mess with anyone. So that was never a problem. What a great person. What a great family. He's a great student. He's going to be a great player. And I'm really excited about, having the opportunity to begin working with him in a real, real short period of time.
Well, you know, a lot of talk was that Monday of that same week when three different recruits kind of went in different directions, and one of them was Jay Lucas, who was Patrick's close friend, and a lot of people thought maybe that would lead him to go with the Gators, and obviously he chose you instead. But he was asked about Jay signing with Billy Donovan, and he said, quote, "We'll go head-to-head, and in the end, Kentucky will win." You kind of got to like that sense of confidence in an incoming player.
Well, I don't think that Patrick meant that in any derogatory way towards anyone else. I think he's a very, very confident person, but he's not cocky, and I like those type of guys. I like guys that like challenges, and I like guys that aren't afraid to fail, and that's kind of going to be the way we are. We are not afraid to fail. We will fail many times in recruiting. You hear no a lot more than you hear yes, but that's just the way. We're going to go after the top guys, and I think that Patrick and Alex Legion and the other guys, not only that we have incoming, but the returning guys, I think we'll have that attitude. If we don't have it, we'll develop it, and we'll swing for the fences. We'll strike out some. We'll hit some home runs as well.
Billy Gillespie joining us, a new Kentucky basketball coach. I've heard you quoted in the past as saying people tend to get excited about recruits, but ultimately what will decide the success or failure of a team is the returning players. Now that you got those some big-named recruits, do you hold to that? Are the most important guys you have still the guys you have coming back?
Well, everyone's important. I think I've said in the past, and I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. Well, what your success for your next year's team is usually going to be determined by how good the returning players are. And because there's usually a larger number of returning players than there are incoming recruits. And so you have to, and they're older and they're more experienced and those kind of things. So they've been down the road a few times. I think it's easy for all of us to get really excited about the incoming class that we have. In particular this year, I'm really excited about these guys. But the guys that are returning, I mean, they have to get better. And I'm talking about not only for this team, but every team in America. Your returning guys have to be better. They know what to expect. They know They don't have an adjustment period anymore like most freshmen do, no matter if they're basketball players or just normal college students. So they are a little bit ahead. The excitement is usually generated by the incoming recruits, but your success is usually determined by how well those last year's players return and improve.
And how good do you feel about the guys that you have coming back, the ones that have some experience on the collegiate level?
Well, I'm excited about them, but I haven't had a chance to spend as much time as I would like with them, because when I got here, we basically had 1 month of school left, and we were going quite a bit recruiting, and so I like what I've seen so far, and I'm sure I'll see some things that I really love, and I'll see some things that I probably think would maybe need a little bit of improvement. But they finished up strong academically for the most part, and their attitudes have been good, and I sense that we're going to have some intangibles, and I'm really big on intangibles. But we'll know more after we get a chance to practice, starting in September.
Coach Billy Gillespie joining us now, the new UK basketball coach, making a big fan of luring many fans of the program with his early recruiting success. Are you done recruiting? I've been on the record frequently saying with the front court lack of depth, there's still got to be another big body that's coming in. I mean, do you get that sense you need another big guy, or do you feel like you could be good to go with the team you have now?
Well, I guess you've already got it set up to where you have to have someone else come in the way you're talking. So,
I'm an unpaid assistant for you, Coach.
There you go. Well, then take some of the criticism when we don't get it done then. That's what everybody wants to do. They want to help you, but they don't want to take any of the heat. That's the way we like it. But we're always recruiting. You'll never hear a coach say that they're done recruiting. You may be limited on the number of scholarships you have in a particular year or whatever, but you can never stop recruiting in today's world. We're recruiting right now, 8th, 9th, 10th grader, just like everyone else in the country is, and you have to be. You have to be ahead of the game, and again, we're going to try to recruit the absolute best guys and get them at an early age and continue to get the next group of early guys. And I mean, it never stops. It's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Well, I'm sure I'm not the first one to bring up, though, the idea of the front court doesn't have as many bodies next year as the back court and how that will influence your style of play and what you need to do. There's been a lot of, speculation about going with the four-guard lineup or playing small ball. I mean, where do you come down on that level of what style of team we'll see next year?
You know, as a matter of fact, you are the absolute first guy that's brought that up to me. And so
I'm earning my unpaid assistant salary then.
This is all new to me. But now that you bring it up, it's something we'll try to address.
All right. But would you be comfortable playing, with a smaller lineup, maybe more guards than the typical two? How about that?
We'll adjust. The players will determine how we play, and you try to get your best guys on the court, and then when you sub, you try to get your next best guys in there, the guys that are the toughest guys, the best guys, the best chemistry guys, the guys that can really help your team win, no matter what their physical attributes might be. So there's a lot of intangibles and a lot of variables that go into it, and most coaches are going to adjust and adapt and play either big, small, whatever. You're trying to win games, and so coaches, I think, are really, really, really good at adjusting.
What about, we're joined by Billy Gillespie, the new Kentucky basketball coach. Jared Carter coming off an injury. He is your biggest player, and a lot of people figure he's going to be in kind of the one you need to anchor the middle. In your limited time, have you been able to see about what Jared's going to be capable of doing for you next year?
Well, all spring long he was still recovering from his injury, and he hasn't been released by the doctors yet for contact. And so he was able to do a few things in the spring, but he wasn't able to have any contact like 2-on-2, 4-on-4, 5-on-5 in those kind of situations. So I think he's working extremely hard, and he wakes up every morning over 7 foot tall, and that's really a great start to a day. And he has some things that I really like in a big player, but I just haven't been able to see enough to make any kind of assessment at this point.
All right, we're not going to hold you to anything you say tonight. Let me ask you, what's been the biggest surprise in terms of taking over the program and the biggest challenge for you thus far?
Oh, I don't know. I think the challenges are trying to cut down the nets, and that's a challenge, but that's also a great thing. They've had great history in doing that here, and it's been done, and that's exactly what you want to try to do again. And every single day, I think you work towards that. As far as the biggest surprise, I don't know. I mean, I've been around for a while. I haven't been surprised by a whole lot.
I mean, you had to know the passion of the Big Blue fan base, you know, kind of, you know, was amazing. But reading about it or sensing it from the outside versus being in the middle of that storm, has there been any surprises in that way?
Well, maybe, you know, you don't know anything about anything until you really live it. And so you can assume to know a lot. But once you get to live something, you definitely become much more educated on that particular subject. And you know, I won't know exactly how it is for until you go through an entire season and those kind of things. But I think one of maybe a surprise has been maybe every single person that you run into, no matter what age, no matter what gender or any of those kind of things. They know your entire roster. They know what they think you need to do in a positive way, not in a bad way, but in a positive way. They know about last year's guard play. They know about last year's interior players. And we're talking about male or female from age probably 8 to about 85. So that might be a little bit of a surprise. You expect it from most males age 25 to 45 or whatever, but maybe as far as an entire population, that might be a little bit surprising to me.
And one of the things, Coach. One of the things I liked at your initial introductory press conference is the way you kind of said you welcomed the pressure that comes with this job. Some people would shy away from it or whatever, but you said, I want 24,000 assistant coaches in the stands. As long as they're yelling when we do well, then they can yell when we do bad. I mean, a lot of people were willing to kind of cut you up. We lost Coach Gillespie. All right, we're going to try and get him back. I tell you what, we'll use that as an opportunity to take a quick break, and we will attempt to get him back on the phone, and we can also maybe take a question or two from you if you want to weigh in at 571-8484, 1-800-444-8484. I'll take a timeout. We're back with more Sports Talk 84 and UK Hoops Coach Billy Gillespie after this.
Why do black people like those?
Hey, basketball coach Billy Gillespie, and Coach, thanks again for your time tonight. Now, I'm saying Gillespie because that's what your mom told the Courier-Journal of Louisville. That's how it was pronounced. Are we right with that pronunciation? Is it Gillespie like it's spelled?
She would know better than I do. I really don't care. It doesn't matter to me. They spelled it wrong on so many occasions, and it's never been a big factor with me. But whatever mom says, it's always right.
As long as it's right on the paycheck, that's the bottom line. We got an email came in, and someone wondered, Steve, if there's any way you could take the team out of the country on one of those preseason trips, like Louisville went to Canada, or sometimes teams go overseas. Is it too late to do something like that, or how does that process work?
We're looking into some things like that right now. I'm not for sure exactly what dates are available. You can only do that on so many occasions during a 4-year period, and I'm not even for sure that it would be possible this year. You may know more than me, but no. As far as a fall trip or whatever, like a lot of teams are taking nowadays, it's not too late for that to happen.
Okay. What I asked you kind of the most surprising thing, the most challenging thing. What's the most fun thing so far about being a Kentucky basketball coach?
It's been fun. It's you know, you get a chance to meet. I love people. I get a chance to meet a lot of new people. I love the place I was at. I love the people where I was. And we'll have relationships with those people that last forever. But I am excited about meeting new people in a different part of the country.
What about scheduling? I'm not going to get into the UMass issue. We touched on that earlier. I mean, that's it is what it is. But are there specific teams that maybe Kentucky hasn't played that you would be interested in establishing some rivalries, or is it too early to get down that avenue?
I really think it's too early for me to address. I think I have to study the history a little bit better and find out exactly who a lot of people would like to see us play and who would be the most beneficial for us to play. But you know, I'm excited about the rivalries that are on the schedule, and I know everyone wants to take their best shot at Kentucky, and that's the way we'll embrace that. But I'm excited about playing the games that are on the schedule so far, and we are trying really hard to complete our schedule as we speak.
All right, let's get a caller in for new UK basketball coach Billy Gillespie. Chris is on the line. How are you, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Coach, on behalf of Big Blue Nation, I want to be the first to welcome you to the University of Kentucky. And I'm glad we have a coach that is excited about recruiting as we are.
Well, we'll give it our best shot. I don't know if you were listening earlier. We'll take a lot of. things. We'll be told no a lot, but we'll be told yes our share of the time, and we're going to recruit them at an early age, and we're going to stay excited about recruiting.
When you get with them in October for that first practice or the first individual workout you have with some of the guys, I mean, what's the message you're going to try and communicate to this year's team to make them better?
Well, I'm still learning. I'm still assessing our guys, and from what I've seen, and I'll continue to learn throughout summer school. We can't watch them play or whatever, but you can be around them on a daily basis while they're here attending class and working out and working in the weight room and those kind of things. You can get to know their personalities or whatever. And so while I'm not, I'm not a big prediction maker, and I usually try to do what I say I'm going to do. So I really still need to assess some things, but these things are always going to be present in our practice. We're going to try to be the hardest playing team in the country every single year. And sometimes we're able to do that, sometimes not. We're going to be tough, and we're going to be together. And those things will not change here.
All right. I know you're going to have me on board as an unpaid assistant, but you actually have to have a paid assistant position as well. You've done all this recruiting and getting immersed in the job with only 2/3 of your staff full. Where do you stand on the idea of filling out your staff?
We've been talking to people, informally, not anything formally yet. We're trying to figure out exactly what we want to do. And I would say within 10 days to 2 weeks, we'll probably we have several positions that we need to fill. But the one that people talk about the most is the other recruiting position. And I would say in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, we'll probably fill that spot.
All right. Well, Coach Billy Gillespie, I really appreciate your time. I know the fans here in Louisville and throughout the state who can get our signal, heck, throughout the East Coast, will enjoy listening to the Wildcats this fall and throughout the winter. And I wish you the best of luck. Should be a fun ride.
Hey, I've been trying to get on here ever since I got the job, and they said that you wouldn't have me on. I'm pretty disappointed about that. So it's already May 21st, and you're just now having me on. I'm really disappointed in your efforts.
See, I'm the first post-Patterson interview, though, right? I had to wait till the recruiting was done.
We're gonna have to pick it up, bud.
Seriously,
I know you guys have been trying to have me on. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to many, many, many more great visits. And you guys keep doing a great job for University of Kentucky.
All right, thanks, Coach, very much. We appreciate it. There's Mutual Admiration Society going on tonight. Let's get a break in at the bottom of the hour. We'll come back. We'll take some phone calls. We'll talk some more Kentucky basketball and other issues on the table tonight. That's all coming up on Sports Talk 84 after a Republic Bank and Trust Company Bloomberg Market Update.